Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Jason, in quotes, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, need your take on something that's been bothering me all weekend." Mm. "My wife and I have been married for a little over a year.
Okay.
This past weekend, she and some friends went on a girls' trip down to Florida.
Okay.
Totally fine with that. We all need some time with our friends. I trust her.
Okay.
But while scrolling through Facebook Saturday night, I saw a picture that confused me.
Mm.
One of her girlfriends posted a photo of my wife at a bar or club with this younger guy, I guess early 20s, with his arms wrapped around her. Like, full embrace.
Mm.
My wife was smiling, holding a drink. The caption said, "Still got it." Honestly, didn't sit right with me.
Mm-hmm.
Felt a mix of anger, jealousy, confusion. I haven't said anything to her yet because she's been gone, but she comes home today, and I'm debating whether to bring it up or just let it go.
Mm.
Am I overreacting?
Mm-hmm.
Is this just harmless fun with the girls, or does the picture cross a line?
Okay.
Would it bother you if your significant other was in that position, literally and figuratively?
No.
Now, I don't want to come off as insecure, but I also don't want to ignore something that feels disrespectful. Should I confront her or just move on?
I mean, at this point in my relationship with my wife, I'd be like, "You go, girl."
High five.
Yeah. I mean, yes. but that being said, like, she and I have 2 decades.
Right.
So, I mean, the time and everything is there on our side where it's like, okay, we've weathered a lot of stuff. I have complete trust in her.
They've been married for a little over a year.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little newer in his situation. And I can understand where the little bit of insecurity and question comes. I mean, to me, it's like, okay, it's good fun, maybe, if she is, when she gets home, you could comment like, "Hey, I saw, whatever your
looks
girlfriend's
like you had
name.
Fun."
Yeah, looks like you got
according to the pictures.
Yeah, who's this guy?
Yep.
You know, maybe you try in your best, like, nonchalant voice to, show her the photo. "Hey, saw this photo. What's this all about? Wow, right. Looks like you had fun. He got himself."
He seems nice.
Yeah, he seems a little handsy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mike says, though, "You're definitely not overreacting. Sorry to tell you, it's not her first time nor her last. That's disrespectful to your marriage. If the shoe was on the other foot, you'd be in divorce court. Get out while you're young."
Wow.
Okay, then.
Yeah, see, okay, there's going to be those who I think are extreme when it comes to their response on this, maybe because they've been burned because of such a situation. I don't think I'm in the extreme lane yet. Like, this is a red flag that you're like, okay, throw out the year of marriage that you've had.
Right, and this is not a thing that he found out while snooping. Like, this was posted on social media. So he's got every right just be like, "Hey, saw this. He looks friendly. Would you be a little weird if I was in a picture with some other girl like that?"
Yeah, maybe.
And see what she says.
I mean, I think it's natural to use that as a chance to have a conversation about the trip.
Yeah, because, again, he's not finding it out in some sort of a sneaky way. Like, it's out there.
Right, right. It's not like one of the girlfriends sneakily snapped a photo and texted it to him and said, "Hey, right, just wanted to give you a heads up. This is going down.
Girl's having a lot of fun."
Yeah, exactly. And we don't know where she went the rest of the night and blah, 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 and none of that.
Yeah, in that situation either. She just posted it up there. And I get it can be just harmless enough to, like, "Oh, hey, she's married. She's not out there looking, but she still got noticed, and that still feels good."
All right, 502-795-1997. What's your story behind something like this, all right? We can maybe help Jason. It's group therapy. So, yeah, group therapy. Got a message from Jason, and he's all like, "Hey, I saw a picture of my wife. She's on a girls' trip to Florida this past weekend. Posted on Facebook where this younger dude's got his arms around her, and the caption said, 'Still got it.'" Now, she didn't post it. It was one of her friends who did.
Right.
And he's like, "It just sat weird with me. Should I even bring it up?"
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people are pointing to the fact that, yeah, it's super disrespectful. And I think the best way to bring it up, because, again, it's not like he found out about it in some sort of sneaky way. Like, it's out there on social media. So I don't think it's a bad thing to just say, "Hey, Saw the picture.
Yeah. Hey, Natasha, what would you do with that?
So I've been with my husband for 17 years. We're about to celebrate our 15-year anniversary.
Hey.
Thanks. So the whole thing that I'm seeing is that he should let it go. I'm not on the extreme side where I think this is a red flag at all. This is literally girls saying, hey, she still got it. Like, you know, still like got her groove still on.
Does he acknowledge he saw the picture, though, and ask her about it?
I think he could bring it up and just like, hey, I saw you still got it. You know, like kind of
yes.
Play off the caption.
That's good.
And see where he goes, you know, where she goes with that, because I'm sure it's just going to be her laughing it off and says, oh, you know.
Yeah,
the
right.
Girls. So.
Girls.
It's just the girls.
Girls will be girls.
Exactly. I really think he's reading it into a little too far.
All right. Thanks, Natasha. Appreciate it. Yeah, Tia says on Facebook, harmless fun with the girls. If something happened, they definitely wouldn't have posted it on Facebook.
That's a good point.
And says all the insecure people just need to calm down. You know, I go back to, you know, Natasha said it. You said it. I said it. Just kind of like bring it up in a in jest, sort of like, hey, looks like you had fun. You
looks
know,
like you still got it.
And if she gets and then, you know, gauge her response. If she gets all defensive and
if she gets flustered at all,
flustered about it. And she's like, oh, I didn't even know Sarah posted that. Oh, goodness. Look,
I'm sure she's going to sound exactly like that. It's probably spot on.
But yeah, I don't think.
Tori says it definitely deserves a conversation, even if it was fully innocent. There are lines and she crossed one. My hope is that the conversation is you saying it upset you and her apologizing because it wasn't anything like that. He just bought them drinks as a way of hitting on her, made her feel good. It'll never happen again because she values your marriage.
Like, yeah, I mean,
prepared for her to get dodgy and for this to blow up. So that, again, it's all hinges on her reaction.
Yeah, it does kind of hinge on her reaction. So I guess we're going to wait and see. Jason, maybe, you know, follow up with us after they get back and you let us know what happens. All right. That, I mean, I don't think she's going to go, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, just some guy hooked up with him, whatever.
I mean, I don't think
that's not going to happen.
Say it like that.
No, it's not going to happen.
No.
And more than likely, and, you know, I don't know your wife. I don't know, really, I don't know you that well, but still, it's like, I still think it's going to be like nothing. She's just like, oh, yeah, you know, and she'll just tell you the story. Like, if there's nothing to hide, she'll just tell you the circumstance and tell you the story about what happened and how it happened.
But I feel like you'll know if she looks like or sounds like she's trying to hide something that you wouldn't approve of.
Yeah. Or if mysteriously that picture gets deleted.
Mm.
So, all right. Yeah, follow up with us if you can tomorrow. That'd be good.
Tomorrow. Okay. Have a conversation when she gets home.
Yeah.
Immediately confront her as soon as she walks on the door and then report back.
Or tomorrow or Wednesday. I mean, give us a couple days.
You're such a hardcore deadline guy.
I know. I need look, in this
for
world
our
of
show's purpose, we forget about these things so quickly. So we're gonna need to follow up soon. Otherwise,
in this
we're
world
moving on.
Of instant gratification, I'm gonna need some gratification. All right, thanks. That's group therapy. Good luck. Not a huge red flag, not something to break up over, but definitely.
Bring it up.
You know, maybe a little conversation. All right, there you go. That's group therapy.